Greetings, everyone. This is Holly Berger. Today is June 13th, 2021. And there's just a few people on this call, which narrows the energy down, but that's okay. It's my fault because I didn't advertise this call. So you kind of have to be in the loop to know what's going on. We're going to work with a theme today of timeline adjustments. And if you are curious about that, look up the Mandela effect, as in Nelson Mandela. And you can also probably just put timeline adjustments in your search engine. It has to do with working with multi-dimensions, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. We have a lot of options these days. So I hope you're in a straight back chair, feet flat on the floor, arms and legs uncrossed. And just close your eyes and really settle into the physical for the opening. Settle into your physical. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of life. We ask that Source surround each one of us, each person listening, with the highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light. We ask that we be surrounded and sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above and below. We ask that we be surrounded in the highest frequencies of light, bringing forth truth and unconditional love and all appropriate frequencies to hold us in sacred space. We ask that each of us be grounded to the core of the earth, connected to our high selves and the I Am Presence, embodying our pillars of light. And we do ask for things when we're in meditation, when we're communicating with the divine, but the exact truth is that all of these frequencies exist within us and we have forgotten. So you can strive to have better language about activating the light within yourself, but it's okay to ask for it. It's okay to ask for it and know that you're learning to move away from the separation. You're learning to unite the consciousness of the I Am with what is separate right now and what is not going to be separate in the future. So think of yourself as this being that's becoming more and more educated, not just learning what there is to learn, but remembering. So I center myself now in remembering the I Am light that I am. I allow it to move through my cellular body. I allow my memories and my awareness of my true Christ consciousness light, the Christos light, the highest light available on this planet, to echo through my physical, mental, and emotional bodies, to move through my spiritual bodies and to unite me as one solid being of light. I invoke the presence of my guides, angels, and ascended masters. I welcome all of the beings that work with me, my hierarchy of light, and I welcome them through divine channels only. I banish any lesser frequencies. I banish anything dark, negative, anything with ill intent. I banish disease, worry, fear, angst, anxiety. I ask to continually be grounded, and I ground myself to the very core of the earth, connecting deeply with Mother Gaia and with my intentions for this lifetime, with my contracts, and with my knowledge and awareness of all that's appropriate for me to know in this moment. I engage now with my high self and my high self committee and all of the beings that I work with, everything that unites to make my life peaceful, comfortable, and to open and unfold with great ease. For this meditation today, I call forth the prayer's divine accordance so that I am constantly cleared of anything I can release, that I release these things wholly and completely, that they are surrounded with light and moved on to their own highest outworkings. That is release protocol. Surrounded with light, moved on to the highest outworkings of that thing releasing and the highest outworkings for myself. I ask for divine accordance prayer so that I work with the highest levels of truth and unconditional love, so that I work with my own discernment, that I stay grounded, stay connected, and work with the beings of light that are here for me. Just breathe, breathe into centering. And I'm going to read the prayer for centering. This is out of my little prayer book, pocket prayer book, excerpts from Divine Accordance. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, in this moment, I call forth assistance to help me center. I let go of my day, my worries, and concerns. I release all that I think is important to my guides and angels, and I accept their help. I allow the light of God, Goddess, to open within me and clear me of all that is less than pure light. With this light, I release distraction and burden. I embrace love and healing. My doubts and insecurities are replaced with knowledge and strength. I welcome peace. I am calm. I am relaxed. I welcome alignment. I am connected to source and grounded to the core of the earth. I am centered. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. And just take a deep breath into that centeredness. And we ask that source help us now as we open this meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. And I want you to feel yourself elevating, just releasing out of the physical shell and moving straight up. Imagine that you stay exactly vertical in your pillar of light and that you have strong protection around you. You don't need to go anywhere because you are in energy contact with everything. You can invoke any vision or experience to you if necessary. No reason to go outside of your protection. As you let yourself drift up, consciously move through the fourth dimension without noticing anything. Keep your concentration on your beautiful being in your pillar of light. And as you elevate even further, let yourself move into fifth dimensional frequencies. And there you can let yourself expand a little bit and feel the safety and the protection from your guides and light beings. We ask that our beautiful beings of light, those that keep us protected and safe, help us to not go below mid fifth dimensional frequencies today and hold us at mid fifth to mid sixth dimensional frequencies for our communion with the divine, for this meditation, and for any information that comes through. We ask that the guides hold information for a few moments. If they're wanting to give us a message, open up a conversation with your guides now and just say, I will write at the end of this conversation, at the end of this meditation, at the end of this experience, and please give me my messages then. For now, I wish to have a healing, an alignment, an adjustment. As the multidimensional being that I am able to be in the past, be in the future, and be in the present. I am learning in each moment to create in a more divine manner. I am learning to be more forthright with my truth and unconditional love, with my compassion and forgiveness, with my grace. And as I do this, I know the universe is bringing those things to me as well. And as I open myself to receive and give, receive and give, receive and give, I am in a tundra of elevating frequencies. I am releasing old paradigms that I may have helped establish many, many, many lifetimes ago, paradigms that I am no longer interested in, paradigms that no longer support my growth and my potential. I release myself into every moment of now, every moment exactly as it is according to my frequency. I release myself into moments of now that have elevated love. And breathe into that. I release myself into moments of now with elevated consciousness. I release myself into moments of now with elevated awareness. As I recalibrate myself, I learn to do this over and over again, constantly checking that I'm grounded to the core of the earth, constantly opening elevated understandings to the I am consciousness. My version of the divine, my version of creator, my version of the I am presence, God, goddess, source, changes each moment. I allow myself to elevate into new understandings of my oneness with the divine in every moment. If you can imagine yourself with a scale, and let's just say it's a vertical scale, sort of like a ruler. And let's just say that that ruler starts at zero, and zero is preschool, and one is kindergarten, and two is primary school, secondary school, high school, university. When you go on from the education that can be provided at universities and schools, where do you go after that? Wherever it is you go, I want you to imagine that you've gone there. You've hit each number and you are now at number 12. And somewhere in your mind, look for that place where there's a cap, where you think, I've hit the highest level of learning. And I want you to imagine that that ruler begins to extend, extend, extend. It goes to infinite numbers. It goes all the way up and disappears into the I am presence light. Imagine that the cap or the limit of your education disappears, dissipates, blows up. And suddenly you begin to see that instead of a ruler, now that consciousness of learning becomes a pillar of light. And within that pillar of light, you stand in the middle, and going up the sides, you can see threads. And some of those threads, you can see where they stop, and some of them go all the way to the divine. I want you to recognize there are things that you know that you have the ultimate knowledge of. There are things you are learning, and there are things that you are very wise about that you can teach. I want you to imagine that there are many, many threads that your pillar of light becomes a tapestry of these beautiful lines going all the way up to source. And as you look at them, you can see they're moving. You're gaining education. And it occurs to you that you're gaining education, but you're not learning right now. You're not in school. You're not reading. How are you gaining education? I want you to understand that education can come from your cells. It can come from your past lives. It can come from parts of your soul integrating in this very moment. Education can come from a silent moment where you open up an old part of yourself that gives. And those lines start moving up. Your guides want you to know that you can always come back to this place and ask to be shown this pillar of light with these fibrous threads that go up and show you how you're learning, what you're learning, where you're learning. It will make you feel wonderful to know that you're not stagnant. There's no graduation, there's no ribbons, no diplomas. No hats to throw in the air. There's no letters to put behind your name, but this is your ultimate education. And as you understand this, as you look at these threads and you spend time examining the wisdom of your whole being, you will find if you move into any of those threads, if you ask to be shown any of that information, where have I learned this? What lifetime is this from? How is this so advanced when my brain can't even comprehend it? You will find different timelines. And you can get stuck in those. So remember, grounded to the core of the earth, I am in the center of my pillar of light. And I am adjusting two timelines so that I can embrace the love and light and education that come from those. I can embrace my own innate wisdom when it comes from another timeline without jumping into it. I hold myself steady and still. I hold myself pure and whole in my pillar of light in this lifetime. I chose to be here and I need my tools. I welcome my tools to come forth. I welcome my brain to adjust every night as I sleep. I welcome my whole being to awaken every morning, smarter, wiser, more educated, more conscious, more awake, more aware, more unified. And just take a moment to be with this pillar of light and accept all of these good things about yourself. You might have a visual of them swirling around and integrating. You might see colors. You might not be visual. You might sense it. You might feel yourself. If you find a stubborn part, maybe a little circle of dark or a square that won't move, ask your guides, bring some light into this area. Ask yourself, how long will it take me to release it? What can I do? And sometimes just love it. Just love that you have an old wound that's healing. Just love that it's going to heal someday and leave a little tiny scar that reminds you that you had a journey. It's a beautiful thing to have a journey. So just take a few moments and be with that pillar. And you can take as long as you want to do this exercise, but the guides are wanting me to tell you a couple of things. When I began to look, I saw some interesting issues. I saw one thread that was very low. And when I examined it, I saw there was a block on top of it, a flat thing. And so I asked for it to be moved over and then removed. And immediately, no slow education process, it zoomed up. So somehow I, or maybe some interference, and I allowed it, stopped myself from learning something, and that was removed. I saw two more places that were very peculiar, because instead of being a thread going straight up within the outside of my pillar of light, within that chamber, they were leaning over. It was as if they had lost their strength, two of them. And I asked for my guides to repair those, and they immediately straightened and went up. So you might find some peculiar things. Just trust. If there's one broken, ask for it to be repaired. If it's squiggly, ask for it to be straightened. The idea is to go from your conception, which we're imagining as that low place on the ruler, the very bottom of it, and move all the way up to completion. So anything that changes this visualization should be addressed. And you can invent any way to fix or heal or repair. I imagined all of these as red because I think maybe somewhere in my mind I have that red thread of connection that is the divine connection between your soul and spirit, some people say. but I like to work with blues and purples, so I'm going to change all mine. I'm going to ask my guides, can you please change all of my threads to blues and purples? Now they're blue and purple. My guides are telling me that in my mind, energy that is red is directly related to my root chakra. So that's a grounded, sacred, safe energy for me. And that the relationship shouldn't be changed. So they're showing me the beautiful blues and purples, but as the threads go down, they all group together and merge into my grounding cord. And then that becomes a beautiful dark red color. And they're saying that that serves a purpose. You can imagine that anywhere you look within these threads, they can reflect a chakra color. And there's messages in that. So you can change them if you want, but if they don't change, then ask yourself what that color means to you. And if there's a message or healing within. So the guides are saying that you have effectively arrived at understanding this exercise and that they are very happy with all of us. They have energy. It's not an ego energy. It's like an unconditional love energy. When they say they're happy with us or proud of us, they don't have ego systems to work with, but they do have places of heart and harmony that project unconditional love. So just take a moment and ask for your being to open to the divine love from your light beings. I welcome the divine love from my guides, angels, ascended masters, my healers, my teachers. I welcome divine love in its purest form, nothing less, 100% pure Christos light, nothing less. I welcome divine love from my ancestors and those crossed over. And I ask for my cells to open to receive it right now. As I open to receive this love, I understand that within the elevated frequencies of divine unconditional love, some things can't exist. So I may have to let something leave. I may have to release doubt, fear, worry, faithlessness. I may have to move into new levels of consciousness and awareness about myself, about humanity, about my belief systems. The guides are saying that if you have a group of people that want to project something, you can gather those people and have them meditate on it and they'll project it. And this is a wonderful thing if you want to project love and beauty, grace, if you want to project kindness, awareness. But there are times when other things are projected, things to control you or subdue you. And they want you to imagine that you've just run into one of those bubbles. It's just a bubble over you, and that you take a nice little push pin and you pop it, and that it dissipates. It immediately, like a soap bubble, goes away. And anytime you're working with the divine light of the I Am and you find yourself distracted, in another illusion or delusion, in a questionable circumstance, how can I be loved? Why would I be loved? That is all nonsense, N-O-N-sense. It does not make sense. You aren't loved for a reason. You are divine love. You radiate the frequency. It's not an action that someone decides to take. It is an essence that permeates you, radiates from you. And if you find yourself with a bubble over you that doesn't understand that, pull out. Maybe you have a holster on your hip or a pocket with a push pin in it. Pull it out and pop that bubble. Let it dissipate. Don't worry about who sent it or where it came from. It's eliminated. Keep your protection around you. Your guides and light beings holding you in safe and sacred space. And let yourself become more elevated in consciousness in that moment. Move beyond that restriction. And if it happens over and over, pop, 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 keep going up. Trust your guides to hold you at the level you choose. I choose to be in meditation at mid-fifth dimensional frequencies. I choose to be surrounded by my guides and angels right now. I choose to embrace my consciousness, to be in the divine moment and have awareness of other timelines, but to be in my life in this moment and to be the divine giver of love that I am. To be the divine lover, peacemaker, creator that I am. Each one of you are radiating a new frequency from when we started. It's very beautiful. The guides want you to know that this meditation is a gift. And as a gift, it is a tool for your toolbox. Please use it. The more you use it, the more you can receive from it. You will open up communication within this technique. If you wish to share it, please do. You can share it verbally. You can alter it, change it, make it suit yourself. You can add words, change phrases. You can make it your own. Or you can share this recording when it's posted on the website. This is not a secret, but it is sacred. So hold yourself in the consciousness that you are a sacred being and you are worthy of this sacred energy. You are a divine essence, a creator being grounded to the core of the earth, connected to the I Am Presence, in an expression that you chose for a lifetime. You chose to answer the clarion call of Mother Gaia, and you are now here on this earth to do the best you can with the resources that you have. So continue to open up that education so that your resources grow. And continue honoring the divine light within. And in this moment, I want you to imagine that all of the gifts and treasures that have been blessed upon you today, all those awakened memories and those collective thoughts are merging with your cells, and you can bring them back down as you move peacefully, easily, comfortably down your pillar of light through the fourth dimension, all the way back to your physical body. I call myself whole to center all the way back to my physical body. Ground yourself into your physical body. Ground yourself past your toes, past your fingers, all the way I choose to be here. And I'm going to read the closing prayer. We wish to thank all beings of light that have assisted us today as we release them back to their realms of choice. We ask that Source bless them with the highest frequencies of love, appreciation, and gratitude on our behalf. We disconnect from those that we have invoked through name or frequency, and ask that they be blessed with light, love, and appreciation through the divine light of God Goddess. We release ourselves back to the third dimensional expression that we have chosen as this incarnation, that we have chosen as the forward expression of light, and we ask for grounding. We disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records, the Oversoul Connection, and we begin to release our sacred space. We ask that there be no transference and that all information be received through each person's own discernment. And we close. Thank you, amen. Thank you, amen. Thank you, amen. And I want to thank each one of you for being present in this moment and helping me to bring through this information as it pertains to the collective that we have created together. And I hope you'll join me again in approximately 1 month. If you're signed up on the the Zoom link, you'll get the notices through Zoom, and hopefully so will I. I wish you many, many blessings and much gratitude, and I hope that you can continue to use this technique. Feel free to text me or email me about wonderful things you saw, felt, or heard, and I wish you the best day. Namaste, beloveds. Thank you, everyone. I hope I see you next time.